Monty coming by for post-game comments. Saints win a 57-33 over Concordia. Number one, congratulations. 25 years as a head coach in the same place. That's one thing. That's an accomplishment. 25 years as a head coach in the same place. 400 wins. That's another one.
Yeah, thank you, Greg. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been quite a ride. Enjoyed every minute of it. And as I told the kids in locker room, it's all about them. I thank the good Lord for sending me kids every year, and he has, and he's never stopped. So it's been a lot of fun.
Coaches that are in your position say when they reach a milestone like that, a lot of wins, what they like to say is, number one, that means I've been coaching a long time. Number two, I've had a lot of good kids.
Yeah, I have. I've had a lot of good kids. I really, you know, I know I'm supposed to make it about me a little bit, but to me, it's such a great place to coach. You got great kids, coachable kids. You got supportive parents, administration supportive. It's just a really fun place to coach.
The game tonight against Concordia, they hung in there with you for a while, 13-13 after one quarter. You had a very good start to the second quarter, very good start to the fourth quarter. That's how you mashed your big lead.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what it was tonight. It just felt like a different vibe in the locker room, on the bench. It just felt like we weren't, you know, full of energy and hyped up to play basketball. And it took some time to get to that, and I think we got to that. Tate kind of, you know, did his thing. So that was, we often say on the bench, thank God for Tate, you know.
Yeah.
He's got a nice supporting cast, but, you know, he can do some things that get us a little pumped up.
Yeah, Kreisel is Kreisel. 4 threes, 24 points. Of course, he's the focus of your offense, but there's some very good complementary pieces around him.
Yeah, there is, and I wish we could get to him a little bit more. He's, you know, I think Easton's hard to stop down there. I think Mike's starting to get that way, and Sam Munkoff, almost after every game, I feel like we're not using him properly because he can shoot and score, but he does a lot of nice things. So, and Gus, you know, Gus can hit some open threes. You saw Sam Ropey hit some open threes tonight. So, yeah, we're a team. We understand our roles, I think. That's good.
Yeah, Ropey had 2 threes. Ropey had 14. Michael Hines had a dozen in the ball game. And I think you and I commented after the Higginsville game about a month ago, I'm not sure Michael Hines knows how good he can be. He's really coming around.
He really is. He understands it. And, you know, he's one of those kids that likes to work at it and get better, and he put the time in before practice, after practice. We look forward to having Mike for another year and a half, or whatever we have left.
Did you try to shut down Han? I know Han's their leading scorer. He held him to 9 tonight. That's a really good defensive effort. I saw Kreisel on Han quite a bit tonight.
Yeah. We knew he was their leading scorer, but we also thought we saw a game where Fearing was pretty hard to stop and had a bunch of points, so we were kind of concerned about him, so we were worried about the both of them. I know they've had some bad luck with injuries and sickness and stuff. And, you know, the two games we watched, they had two different lineups both games. So we didn't know exactly sure who we were going to see. But, yeah, we knew Nephi was our leading scorer.
Yeah, your ball club, of course, you've got that great height. You've got Sheets. Tate's a big guard in his own right. Tate gets a share of rebounds. You've got some people, Hines, Sheets, Tate Kreisel on the boards. You pull off pretty good height off the bench quite often. So, yeah. You're a sizable ball club that gives the other team fits on the boards.
Yeah, it's sure nice to have. You know, there's some years where I've started a 5'9" center and had to do our best. And it's sure nice to have those kids around and fun to work with them. And appreciate all those kids that played for me. But having the height is definitely nice.
You can't teach height, can you?
No, I tried to say that earlier, and I think I said it wrong to you one time. But no, you can't. You can't teach height. And the Lord's blessed all those kids with height for basketball. So. You know, we just talk about that. Why do you think the Lord gave you some height? And, you know, obviously it's to do some things athletically, so let's take advantage of it.
You've got Crest Ridge here a week from Thursday, but there's basketball to be played between now and then. I know you go to Sweet Springs, I think, this Friday night. No, you got Leighton early next week?
Yes, that's correct. And we'll be prepared for them, do our best. I know Sweet Springs has had some injuries, I think, maybe. And yeah. Leighton, I saw them play earlier in the year and thought they looked pretty good, so... We'll have to be prepared.
Yeah, you got the showdown coming up with Crest Ridge in 9 days. How do you keep them from looking ahead? Or aren't you worried about that? Because this is, for the most part, a veteran team. They may not be looking ahead. They may adopt the one game at a time mentality.
Yeah, I think, you know, even I do that sometimes. We've been trying to drop in a little practice stuff every day for Crest Ridge, you know, just a little 5-10-minute segment of what they try to do and how we're going to try to stop it. But, yeah, you can't overlook anybody. Weird things happen when you're competing.
And then Districts. Districts just around the corner, a week and a half away, Districts, and you got to go to Crest Ridge for that.
Yep, and we haven't had a seating meeting yet. We have it on the 17th. But, yeah, we'll go in there for the second year in a row.
Let you go, Coach. Congratulations on the milestone. Congratulations on the win tonight. And we'll see you guys. We'll see you guys the 19th when Crest Ridge comes to town.
All right. Appreciate it, Greg. Always appreciate the KMMO coverage of the St. Paul Saints.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Final score, 57-33. That's head coach Monty Pitts.